Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And hello once again. My name is David Sparty Brown, and I've had the pleasure of filling in for Jack the last couple of days. Jack will be back behind this microphone on Thursday, and I know he's eager and ready to go. Jack and I do share a lot of common interests other than just sports. Food is another one of them. And I'm so impressed by what's been happening at Michigan State University and their food service systems, especially the food service that they have available to students in the residence halls across campus. It's a renaissance of food and a totally renovated way of feeding and taking care of and nurturing our students from all over the world. In fact, I had the experience a few months ago of going to the very first day of the grand opening of what has been called the world's largest non-military residence hall cafeteria, Brody Hall, Brody Square. And as I was standing in line chatting with a few folks, a gentleman came up from behind me and tapped me on the shoulder and said, "So you're the other David Scott Brown." Turns out that the executive chef of Brody Square is none other than my namesake, David Scott Brown. Dave, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing very well, Chef. How did you become involved with Brody?
Well, they hired me on for the project, and after I saw what they had to offer at Brody, it was a no-brainer about me coming on board at Michigan State University.
Well, for those who haven't had the opportunity to visit this beautiful new facility, could you describe what Brody Square is and how it operates?
Brody Square pretty much has everything to offer. We have 9 venues of food. We have home style, which has rotisserie chicken, homemade mashed potatoes, gravy. We got sushi, very extensive salad bar. Cayenne's, which is our Southwest flair venue. We have homemade flour tortillas, which we do burritos, quesadillas, tacos, flautas, all that good stuff. We have a veg out venue, which, with our vegetarian and vegan population, is a huge hit. And there's a lot of the flair to the food, a lot of grains, fresh vegetables, fresh juice of the day, and a build-your-own sandwich. So the veg-out menu is a big hit.
So there are 9 individual stations within the larger dining facility.
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah.
On any given day, you can have your choice of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood.
Okay.
Between all the venues.
And food is ready to go, custom made on the spot? How does that work?
Some of the venues will have a fast track, so to speak, where you walk up and they'll dish it up for you. The majority of it is made right in front of you. All the venues are pretty much self-contained, where you can watch the food be cooked and served to you at the same time.
How do you plan a menu on any particular day or for the week at a facility like this?
Well, that's probably the most difficult aspect of the job, to get that variety and not have common foods at the particular venues, rotating between lunch and dinner. We have a 4-week cycle menu, and it took probably 3 months of brainstorming and sitting down writing the plan of action. And this past summer, me and my sous chefs and the staff, we worked on our recipes, testing them, and getting everything ready to go to open Brody this year.
And you say you have a lot of the staple fares of the students, and in fact anybody I think would want, from casserole dishes to pizza and so forth. What's the most exotic thing that you've served in this new venue?
I would, as far as if you want to go exotic, I would like today we had our Asian glazed short rib, which is a little out of the norm. It's just something different that it's just it's different. People love it. We do, you know, a variety of things. We do tempura, sushi rolls, which is a huge hit. Our sushi venue does very well. A lot of the pastas we do homemade pastas in-house. You can watch the pasta be made. And it's not uncommon to have, you know, a black pepper linguine with shrimp as an option for the day.
Well, I guess this is something that students are reacting very favorably to.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of positive feedback. And, you know, and there have been some students that have made recommendations, and we do take care of whatever recommendations they put forth.
All right, and this facility is open to the public.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
We're open to the public. They can pay at the door. And we are getting a good crowd from the outside world of MSU.
Well, I can tell you from my experience, if I were a freshman dining at this facility every day, the sweet station alone would probably be my undoing. So, Chef David Scott Brown, thank you ever so much. I do appreciate
you
coming
Dave.
On and chatting a little bit. I know you'll find me back there a few more times before the end of the year. And we invite you to go to Brody Square in the heart of the largest residence hall complex on the campus of Michigan State, directly across from the Kellogg Center. My name is David Brown. It's a pleasure being with you this evening. We've got a couple of more segments coming up. Take care.